Harley Shaken is a professor at the University of California at Berkeley. He specializes in labor and globalization issues, and he joins us from the UC Berkeley campus. Hello, Professor.
Hello.
You know, even though there are hopeful signs emerging, the economy has been sluggish for much of the past 2 years. What effect has this had on the leverage of labor unions as they're trying to negotiate with employers who are feeling this economic pinch?
Well, the slight upturn has been beneficial for labor's leverage at the bargaining table, but a lot of this depends on the industry. In auto, where contract talks are going on right now, labor retains quite a wallop. In other industries, not quite so good.
The globalization of the economy has been a big issue for the labor movement over the last 10 years. Now, if jobs are moving overseas and this movement is improving the fortunes of American companies and boosting the U.S. economy, why would organized labor want to stand in the way of that?
Well, there's a disconnect between the economy doing better and creating jobs right now. Long term, unless we create jobs as the economy improves, we've got a serious problem for not only people, but for the economy itself. For organized labor, clearly they would like to see competitive firms. Their jobs depend on it. But if a firm becomes competitive by shifting its operations to China or India or elsewhere in the world where wages are so much lower, then that doesn't necessarily do Peoria or Stockton or the communities where many of these plants or increasingly offices are located in very much good.
Given the productivity of American workers, what if higher levels of unemployment are just a fact of economic life?
Well, I don't think higher levels of unemployment are ever a fact of economic life. We've seen recessions and recoveries in the past where productivity has gone way up and unemployment has gone down. But what we're seeing now is disturbing because rising productivity is not creating jobs. Part of that is jobs moving overseas as part of globalization. Part of it's the uncertainty of the economy. But overall, I don't think we need to accept for technical reasons, and certainly we can't accept for social reasons, high levels of unemployment as a factor of economic life.
According to Labor Secretary Elaine Chao, the Labor Department's proposed changes to overtime rules will not affect union workers who are covered by collective bargaining agreements. Is organized labor at all concerned about the proposed changes?
Well, concern about the proposed changes really understates how angry organized labor has become over this. The changes in question would really change the Fair Labor Standards Act, which was passed in 1938 in the Depression, which gave a wide swath of workers the right to overtime pay with few exemptions. And the proposed changes seem to turn this on the head for many workers. Organized labor maintains that as many as 8 million workers could lose overtime pay. And while union workers are protected by contract, if a regulation like this goes into effect and overtime is eliminated for any number of non-union workers, union workers won't be far behind on that. So labor is very angry, and I think that while this hasn't been much of a public issue, to the extent workers begin becoming aware that they may be losing their overtime pay, there's likely to be a significant and very negative backlash on this.
Let me give you some statistics. The number of union workers in the United States has fallen from, say, 35%, a high in the 1950s, and the current level is around 13%. This past week, the AFL-CIO announced the creation of an affiliate organization for non-union workers, and this new group is going to be called Working America. Is organized labor becoming marginalized?
Organized labor has not become marginalized, but the falling numbers are really severe and a very serious challenge to unions. There is a paradox here. Union strength at the ballot box has in many ways increased over the last decade. At the same time, its numbers have fallen, at least in terms of a percentage of the workforce. That can't be sustained as a permanent situation for unions. Organizing more workers is pivotal, one of the most important tasks that lie ahead. But that slippage in percentage, as serious as it is, and I certainly wouldn't want to underestimate how serious it is not the whole story. Unions remain a very vital social force electorally, in terms of social movements, in terms of setting many of the broad standards for working people throughout the society.
Harley Shaken teaches at the University of California at Berkeley. He joined us from the campus there. Professor Shaken, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And one other item of business. Labor Secretary Chao asked us to mention the website for America's Job Bank. It's www.ajb.org.